This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. A weekend of protests over the death of George Floyd led to looting, vandalism, arrests, and a curfew in Dallas. The governor declared a disaster for Texas. Sunday also saw local pastors hold a prayer vigil in front of Dallas police headquarters. A generator powered the microphone as Pastor Brian Carter spoke to hundreds of prayerful protesters in front of Dallas police headquarters.
And tonight we gather together to say that we are heartbroken and hurt over the continual persecution of young black men by those in law enforcement.
In the crowd, Alicia Brown welcomed the relief of prayer after a weekend of pain and protest.
If we look at it from what we feel as far as the physical and what they're doing to our physical body, we'll be angry and upset. So if we can come together and get like a spiritual point of view, then it may give us a better perspective to maybe feel more hope.
Dallas City Council members, Mavericks owner Mark Cuban, and Dallas Police Chief Renee Hall were all there, quiet under the hot, bright sun. Over the weekend, many had weighed in on the death in Minneapolis of George Floyd, an unarmed black man born in Houston. He died after a white officer held a knee to his neck for nearly 9 minutes. Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson's words echoed those of many.
What happened to Mr. Floyd and others before him was brutal and unacceptable and met rightfully with widespread condemnation from police here and across the country.
And like leaders in other cities, Johnson and Police Chief Hall reacted to the looting and vandalism that accompanied peaceful protests with arrests, tear gas, and flash bombs. Then Sunday, Chief Hall said it was time to protect her officers and the protesters they're committed to protect from the brick throwers and looters.
We are committed to keeping the city of Dallas, the residents of Dallas, our partners and police officers safe in this city. We will not tolerate what we are seeing right now. We are instituting a curfew that will begin at 7 p.m. and end at 6 a.m. for the next several days.
The protests early in the day Friday and Saturday were peaceful, said Hall. After the sun set, though, some factions broke off, intent on smashing windows and looting some downtown stores. The scene was much different Sunday evening. National Guard troops were on Dallas streets, directing traffic away from parts of downtown, Deep Ellum, the Cedars, Victory Park, and other sections deemed off-limits. Protesters still out on Dallas streets were arrested. Meanwhile, Dallas County closed several of its buildings effective this morning. They include the County Administration Building, the George Allen Courthouse, Founders Square, and Renaissance Tower. I'm Bill Zeeble in Dallas.